Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab heard of our plan, they scoffed contemptuously. "What are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king?" they asked. I replied, "The God of heaven will help us succeed. We, his servants, will start rebuilding this wall." Everything seemed to be going so well. King Artaxerxes gave Nehemiah the leave that he requested and also supplied him with wood for the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Nehemiah made the 1,000-mile journey to the city and inspected the broken walls, finding them just as he'd been told. He called the people together and challenged them to rebuild the walls. They were eager to start, but even before the building work started, the opposition got going. The builders were mocked and ridiculed and had to face the dangerous allegation that their work would be seen as an act of rebellion against the king. But Nehemiah confidently brushed off the opposition. He knew that God was on his side and that his work would succeed. The waspish criticisms and threats would not delay an undertaking as important as this. Throughout the Bible, we see men and women of God facing opposition. Moses continually battled with disagreement from his own people. Joshua faced fierce hostility on all sides when he entered the promised land. The judges, the kings, and the prophets, they all faced a continual barrage of obstacles. In the New Testament, it was no different. Jesus' own ministry was opposed from the outset and led to his total rejection through his death on the cross. He assured his followers that it would be no different for them. It should never surprise us when we face opposition. It's an integral part of the privilege of serving God in a world that is fundamentally opposed to him. So let me ask you a question. What opposition have you faced and how have you coped with it? And now let me pray. Dear Lord, keep us strong, gracious, and loving, however obstructive people might be. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available to you at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.